Can I tell you a trade secret? Don't tell anybody. There are these tunes that Earl Scruggs wrote that do this.
Right? Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
There it is.
At no extra cost to you. So, that's true. You should get
one
more.
Trade secrets.
Woo!
Thank you.
You're having box.
So, Earl came up with this idea of detuning his banjo. And a bunch of years ago, I was having dinner with Earl and his son, Gary, and out in Missouri. And we were talking about dreams for some reason. And Gary at one point said, "Dad," meaning Earl, "tell Tony how you wrote Earl's breakdown. See, when you're a banjo player, you're supposed to name a song after yourself. And I've been playing for 60 years and have yet to do it. Coming soon, perhaps." Anyway, so they're talking about dreams. Earl said that he dreamt the idea of detuning the banjo like that. He just dreamt it. And the next day he wrote Earl's breakdown, which features that. And so Flat Scruggs, they go into the studio somewhere around 1954, 55, and they did the first take on it. Now, further trade secret, I have these special pegs with little stops on them, so I can do this perfectly every time. I just moved the peg in the wrong way. Give me 5 minutes.
So.
Perfect every time. Earl did it by ear. He didn't have the pegs at that point. And so on the first take, he nailed it. He got it perfectly. And it happens a bunch of times. He just did it by ear perfectly every time. Then the fiddle player said, "You know, I'm not happy with what I played on that. Come to do another take." So they said, "Okay, we'll do another take." On the second take, Earl didn't do as well. There's one point about two-thirds of the way through where he does this. Didn't quite get back all the way up there, and it would have sounded like this if he went onto the second string. Does that sound good to you? No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does.
No, it doesn't. But he goes off mic and tunes it back up. So, but you know, he figured, okay, the next morning he calls up the engineer and says, "Look, you know, we did those two takes, and you know, I wasn't that happy with the that second take. I don't care what the fiddle player said." But he said, "You know, let's take that first take." And the engineer said, "Oh, no, we recorded over the first take with the second take." Oh, no, it wasn't this guy. Never mind. I forget sometimes. Anyway, we're going to do Earl's breakdown for you.